Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, and we will kick things off as we do each and every week with our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report. It's brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And it's week number two of the PGA Tour season, and they're still in Hawaii. They've moved over from Maui to Honolulu, and it's the PGA Tour's Sony Open, the first full field event of the year, playing on the 7,000-yard par 70 Wailea Country Club track in Honolulu, Hawaii. And after three rounds of play, Zach Johnson is your leader. He is at 10 under par, 200 aggregate after three rounds. Solid weekend for Zach. After a 69 on Thursday, put together rounds of 65 and 66 on Friday and Saturday, and Zach has a one-shot lead over four players tied in second. David Toms, Shigeki Maruyama, Brian Gay, and Nathan Green, all four of those men at 9 under par, 201 after three rounds of play. You've got four more players at 8 under par, another shot back of Zach Johnson. Tad Fujikawa is the huge surprise here. Tad Fujikawa, 18-year-old high school senior and rookie on the PGA Tour, making his first cut of his PGA Tour career. And not only that, he's in the mix to win this thing. Tad Fujikawa, along with George McNeil, Boo Weekly, and a bulked-up Charles Howell III. Chucky Three Sticks looks like he's gained maybe 20 pounds in the offseason, and now actually looks like
an athlete. So he's up to 140?
Yeah, he now actually looks like an athlete, no longer the thin man. All four of those men at 8 under par. And then you go one more shot back, and you got three more players and good big names at minus 7. Kevin Na, and then the two Aussies, Adam Scott and Jeff Ogilvy. So you've got a dozen players, Pat, within three shots of the lead, and a lot of big names on this leaderboard. Zach Johnson, David Toms, Boo Weekly, Chucky Three Sticks, Adam Scott, and Jeff Ogilvy. And then, of course, the feel-good surprise, Tad Fujikawa, all 5 feet one of him in the mix as well.
You got some major winners there in Zach Johnson and David Toms. Also, Jeff Ogilvy. I wouldn't count him out yet, the winner last week and former U.S. Open winner. So you have some quality there in the top five, top ten of guys that have not only won on the PGA Tour but have won majors. So, good field for the Sony this year. The weather's been the main story. The first 2 days it was awful, which is rare in Hawaii, but the weather wasn't great in Maui either, but it continued this week. In Wailea, it just wasn't good the first couple days. Lots of rain, wind. Yesterday, just mainly wind. The wind changed directions, so these guys weren't used to the direction it was coming from. They hadn't practiced in that or anything like that. So that probably makes Tad Fujikawa's 62 even more remarkable, considering that he did it in conditions that they had not been prepared for, and in harsh conditions at that. So the kid's got, I think Dave Tom said it, if you can shoot 62 in a PGA Tour event on a Saturday, that means you got game.
Heck yeah, and Tad Fujikawa, he's got much more game than his frame would indicate. 5 feet 1 inches, 18-year-old high school senior and rookie this year on the PGA Tour, making his first ever career cut on tour, and congratulations to Tad, and of course, wishing him good luck today in the final round. Pat, you mentioned the weather. Weather was bad last week in Maui, but windy conditions at Sony are much tougher to deal with than windy conditions at the Mercedes because of the course and the setup of the course. I mean, in Maui at Kapalua, you've got fairways that sometimes are 60 and 70 yards wide. You've got monstrous greens that are 7 and 8,000 square feet. Then you come to Wailea Country Club, and the average width of the fairways is 18 to 20 yards, and the average square footage of the greens is around 3,400 to 3,600 square feet. So it's a much tighter track. It's a shotmaker's track, and that's why you're seeing guys like Zach Johnson and David Toms and Boo Weekly near the top of the leaderboard.
No, you're right, and they my understanding is they had the tee boxes moved way up for the first 2 days. They had a lot of pins in real accessible places, for pace of play also, because you're dealing with the full field at that point. It's before the cut, so they wanted to keep pace of play going and with the conditions. And then yesterday they did move the tees back. They were as far back, really, as they could get in a lot of those tee boxes. But nonetheless, with the wind, still a very challenging course. The other thing I really like about this leaderboard, Russ, no Michelle Wee. I like seeing that.
Yes, good for Michelle Wee that she's focusing on her LPGA Tour career. Now this year in 2009, she has a card and will be a full-fledged tour member. And we're, of course, expecting big things from her, but not wanting to see those big things against the men. So Zach Johnson leads after three rounds of play, one shot ahead of David Toms, Shigeki Maruyama, Brian Gay, and Nathan Green. A dozen players within three shots of the lead and some big names there, including Boo Weekly, Charles Howe III, a bulked-up Charles Howe III. He actually looks like an athlete now. He put up probably 15-20 pounds of muscle.
Are you saying drug test?
No, not at all, not at all. He's just, you know, now he's 24, 25 years of age. I mean, he's getting to where he's now not that skinny kid anymore. And Adam Scott and Jeff Ogilvie are there as well. So it's a very good-looking leaderboard, and it's our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom.